Nathan and the Ice Rockets by Deborah Oswald. Read by Stig Weems. Nathan reckons he still remembers that afternoon like it's a video he can play over and over in his head. He remembers how he rushed straight home from the bike track and smashed open his Spider-Man money box. He'd been saving up to go halves with his parents on a new bike, saving all his pocket money, the birthday money from his nana, plus coins he found in the street. The fabulous sparkly purple helmet he wore at the bike track was a present from his mum and dad as an incentive for him to save. But Nathan was sick of waiting and saving. He wanted that BMX rocket special. I guess he thought that if he had a fantastic bike, then kids would want to be his friend, the same way they wanted to be James's friend. I know, kind of a dumb thing to think. But you must understand that Nathan Crosby was a shy, lonely, desperate kid. And he thought winning the ice rocket competition was the answer to all his problems. Nathan had a plan. Every day he brought some of the money box coins to school to buy 6 ice rockets from the canteen. He always bought 2 of each colour, figuring that might increase his chances. Then on the way home from school, he would buy 1 more from the corner shop. After lunchtime, Miss Zimdahl kept doing her little worried frown when she looked at Nathan. "Why is your mouth all blue, Nathan?" she asked. "And why is your tongue bright green? Are you sick?" "It's just from eating the ice rockets, Miss Zimdahl," he said. "Why are you talking like that? What's wrong with your mouth?" she wanted to know. "My lips and tongue are a bit frozen," he explained. "Well, maybe you should go easy on the ice rockets from now on, Nathan," she suggested. But Nathan couldn't afford to go easy. By the end of the first 2 weeks, he had the R, the O, and the T sticks. Frank and I started to watch Nathan in the playground at lunchtime, chomping and sucking his way through 6 ice rockets. "You've got to admire his determination," I said.
"Oh, yeah," agreed Frank. "I hope he wins that bike, you know."